We're going to continue on with the positive side of things because a brilliant weekend for Kerry was kicked off in fine style on Friday when a Kerry student won the top prize at this year's Stripe Young Scientist and Technology exhibition for her brain cancer diagnosis tool. Evian Daly is a fourth-year student from Mercy Secondary School, Mercy Montauk in Tralee, announced as a 2026 winner. She won for her project Glioscope, which is designed to help doctors improve treatment of brain cancer. I'm delighted to say this morning I've had Evian in our studio in Tralee, her father John Daly and principal of Mercy Montauk, Pat Fleming. Good morning to all of you and thanks so much for joining us in the programme. And first of all, Evian, listen, congratulations. You said after you might need to go to bed as you were very tired. Did you get some rest over the weekend?
Yeah, no, I did. I got a lot of sleep.
That's good. You deserved it. Listen, congratulations. Tell me about that moment, first of all. I know you were a category winner last year, but that moment when your name was called as the overall winner, what was that like for you?
I suppose I was really shocked. Like, you don't expect these things. And it was obviously nerve-wracking when I heard my name, and that was kind of just like walking up, and it was a bit unreal, I suppose.
You, all the streamers were going, all the music was playing, the crowd were clapping. You were trying to concentrate on making your way to stage to accept the award, I'd say. That was the first thing, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Evian, tell me where the idea came from. Tell me about Glioscope. This is to do with something you came across a couple of years ago. You were doing a bit of work in DCU at the time, I think.
Yeah, so I did a course in DCU called CTYI. So I spent 3 weeks studying medicine. And we just came across brain tumours there, specifically glioblastoma. And I suppose the survival rate was so low, and that really struck me. And I was learning to code at the same time, so it was just, I was trying to see could I combine the two then.
Okay, and the survival rate, is it only 5% after 5 years after diagnosis? Is it that low?
Yeah, it is. And the median survival is only like 12 months.
My God, okay. So you took a look at this and said, how can we improve things? And what did you find out about it? It's to do with the tumours themselves and how doctors have to assess, first of all, whether the person has that type of cancer and biopsies. What does your model do?
So it enables day zero treatment decision making because before you had to use the biopsy and that would take weeks to come back, and that time is really crucial for treatment. So my model predicts the WHO grade, the genetic severity, etc., straight from day one from the MRI scan. So it just enables faster treatment.
And it involves AI, an AI learning model as well?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, incredible. Absolutely incredible stuff. And I know a huge amount of work has gone into it. I mean, you went everywhere to get information about it. You got a lot of help as well, I'd imagine.
I got input from neurosurgeon stuff, but all the work was done myself.
Okay, that's absolutely brilliant. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. Stay with us, Evian. We've got John, your father, and Pat Fleming on the programme. John, I'll talk to you first. John, congratulations. What was it like for you and for the family watching Evian? What's it been like for her watching her develop this over the last couple of years, first of all, before tell me about Friday?
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. Yeah, she's been very focused over the past 2 years, really. She's been working on this project. She doesn't really talk too much to either Anne or myself about it. She just gets her head down. She does the work herself. So, you know, I suppose we knew that she had a very good project. But, of course, you don't know, you know, going to the competition again this year or what other students have done or, excuse me, how well she's going to do at it. But, you know, we knew that she had put in a huge amount of effort and had been given the discussions she was having with different neurosurgeons in different universities, both in Ireland and in the UK, and the feedback that we were hearing from them, we knew that what she was doing was very special. And yeah, I suppose that were, you know, give us confidence.
They were delighted
as well.
With it, were they? They were kind of, geez, this is brilliant.
Yeah, but there was one of the neurosurgeons from Edinburgh, and he had spent an hour one evening talking on the phone to her, and Anne was on the call as well, obviously, you know, with Evian being only 15. Mm. But he told Anne afterwards that some of his PhD students weren't as far on in the discussion as Evian was. So, you know, that kind of feedback, I suppose, is reiterates just how well she has done with it. And it's good feedback for her as well, you know, to see where herself, but she was more interested in the questions still to be answered.
Yeah, 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 and the work continues. Yeah. John, what was it like being at the exhibition, the first year of Stripes' involvement in it? Two former winners, of course, going on to set up a company like that. That's pretty inspirational, but just incredible projects up there that she managed to come out on top of.
Yeah, like a lot of the projects that are you see there, and especially all of the projects that were in the running, shall we say, you know, they're at an extremely high level. From an academic point of view, you're looking at projects that are gone beyond undergrad level. You know, a lot of the projects that are there, they are really, you can really see the effort that has gone in and the expertise that's there, and, you know, how some of these students take it really seriously and put in a huge amount of effort.
Yeah, and that effort thankfully rewarded. And it's brilliant to have this programme to reward and to, I suppose, encourage that sort of endeavour among students right across the country.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when students go, you know, and visit the exhibition, and they can see the standards there and see what their cohorts are able to achieve, you know, hopefully that inspires other students to go into STEM and to say, yeah, we'll put in a project for next year and we'll try and do something, whether that be individual or as a group. So I think it's great. And obviously having Stripe being the sponsor this year, with Stripe being founded by former winners, that was probably a nice circle to close, and nice for Aveen to be the inaugural Stripe winner as well.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And look, I know you're an engineer yourself, John. Anne is a pharmacist. Strong engineering in the family, with, of course, the Dairy Master connection. Anne is a Hearty, and Evie's a granddaughter of Ned, the late Ned Hearty of Dairy Master.
Yeah, so she probably gets a strong science and engineering background from home. And that was maybe, I suppose, something that she was always interested in. And it's where probably her natural aptitude is as well anyway. But for sure, you know, obviously this year now, in the last year with Ned passing away, that's been on our minds over the last couple of days as well.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I'm sure everyone is connected to Dairy Master as well. Pat Fleming, good morning to you. And listen, congratulations.
I know you've
had several other winners as well. You've a strong tradition in the competition over the years, but several other winners as well this year. But you must be absolutely delighted when you saw Evie take the top award.
Absolutely thrilled, Gerry. It has been just a whirlwind now since Friday, but the whole week has been just brilliant. I remember going back 10, 11 years when our school really started to take this very seriously. And we had a couple of years at the start where we couldn't even get one project up to Dublin, because there's a filtering process that happens before you even get as far as the RTS. You don't just rock up with something. So we had years of frustration. It just built and built with some really dedicated teachers and some brilliant students. So to have 7 projects last year, and this year we broke the bank. We had 11 projects up there this year. And it was just huge effort gone into it. We're so proud of the projects. And as you said, I'll talk about Evie in a second, but one project got a highly commended, so well done to Tor Miller on that. And we had 2 projects then got 3rd place within their own categories as well, so that's a tremendous achievement.
Yeah, that was Binaruse Tumba Kalpanu, 3rd intermediate individual social and behavioural sciences category.
Vienne had a lovely project on bullying, and could anything be done to kind of profile bullying tendencies that might emerge before they actually result in bullying behaviour. And it was a lovely project, and it had some real academic integrity to it, which is important, or you won't get anywhere with it. So it's very impressive. And she's a fabulous girl. She's a great support to everybody actually over the course of the week. And the second project then was a lovely project. I wouldn't even begin to try and go into detail on it, because they lost me after the first paragraph. It was so impressive. But 3 girls, Jolene and Jerry and Abigail, did a lovely project about decontamination of liquids from runoff from fast fashion. And that was a really very topical subject, but again, real academic integrity to it. It was awesome to look at. They were great.
Yeah, and Pat, none of it happens without the support of the school and the teachers and the extra time the students and your staff put into it as well.
We're blessed. We have a science team there that works so hard with them, and they really do drive the standards. You know, they won't let them up there unless it's really got actual integrity to it and is of a quality. And that results, you know, in helping people to reach their absolute goals and to perform very, very well. So I'd have to, there's 2 teachers who won't mind me singling one person out, and that's Miss Emer Nolan, who's a physics teacher in the school. And I suppose if anybody has really led the Young Scientist project put into school. It's Emer and herself, and Roisin Reardon was particularly responsible with in helping Aveen here with her project. So there's It takes staff who really get behind it, put the work in, put the hours and hours in, coming over to Christmas holidays, doing the work over that time as well. It doesn't happen without them. It really doesn't. And we're so grateful.
No, and that is brilliant and well done. Aveen, you're not stopping there. You're trying. You were talking to one of the neurosurgeons you consulted for this, and they were saying you could maybe try and model it to someone's lifestyle in terms of treatment, how it would suit people. Is that where it goes next?
Yeah, sort of things? So if you could see if you could balance like the quality of life and the survival benefit of it.
Yeah, because that's a question that faces everyone with it. And a listener gets in touch, Aveen says brain cancer, listener got in touch, very poignant, said my dad has glioblastoma. Anything that helps with horrible disease is much needed. So that makes it all worthwhile when people react that way, Aveen.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah. You're heading to Germany. Is that the next step? No, the Europeans.
Yeah, I suppose it is. That's in September now, so hopefully that will go well.
And that's something to be looking forward to, that's for sure. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch. We're going to talk a bit more about this. Lots of comments and lots of congratulations coming in. We'll get to those as well. Stay with me for another few minutes. We'll take more after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with the Young Scientist of the Year winner, Aveen Daly from Listowel, who is a pupil at, of course, the Mercy Mount Hawk Secondary School in Tralee. Her father, John, with us as well, and also Pat Fleming, the principal. And we have a message in here, and I'm delighted to bring our next guest on the line, and that is Breda O'Dwyer, who taught Aveen when she was in Sliabh Wadra at National School. Breda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and to Aveen, and to your other two guests there as well, John, and the principal of Mount Hawk. Yeah.
Well, listen, look, what was it like for you watching her accept the overall award on Friday?
Oh, I was absolutely thrilled for her, absolutely thrilled. And, you know, Aveen is a very shy, well, no, I shouldn't say shy, I suppose more reserved girl, you know, and just to see her walking up and to see the, you know, the applause, the excitement of it all being presented with her prize, I was just so proud of her.
Did you spot the talent on the engineering side of things and the medical side of things in National School with her? Did you know she was going to go to this level?
Sure, you know, you teach so many children. I suppose I was teaching in Sliabh Wadra for about 43 years, and I just retired there 2 years ago, and you see so many children going through your hands, and they all develop at different stages. Yeah. But I saw a huge, I suppose, interest by Aveen in maths, especially in Sliabh Wadra, especially in fifth class. And she applied herself to maths in a very serious way, you know, and you could definitely see potential there. And she also liked art, would you believe, as well, and was very focused on different aspects of art. And I remember she went through a phase, I don't know if Aveen herself remembers it, of doing pencil drawing, and she would only do pencil drawing, you know. She kind of focused on particular areas, and that got her whole attention. I suppose that's what you need, really, isn't it, for science, and that you can give it your whole attention, undivided attention. And I suppose, you know, she always had the capacity for hard work, you know,
which is the most important ingredient.
Absolutely, you need the hard work, you need the focus, and of course you need the ability. And we always knew, you know, I always said that to her mom, and I talked to Anne, I suppose, more than John, but I always said that, you know, there was loads and loads of ability there, and you know, she was always comfortable in what she was doing. She wasn't stretching herself, you know, she was comfortable in what she was doing, and was curious, and you know, all the ingredients, I suppose, for what a scientist needs. But oh my God, what she has developed, it is just amazing. Definitely, like, I suppose, PhD level, you know, what she's doing at such a young age. You know, she has a wonderful future ahead of her. Yeah,
incredible. I'm sure everyone at the school, Breda, delighted and in Causeway and all of that, absolutely delighted for her.
Yes, and I mean, Aveen, like, just didn't, you know, she didn't do the serious stuff. She played camogie as well, and she, took part in, you know, dramas and all sorts of things. You know, she was an all-rounder, but definitely you could see that her eyes would light up when she discovered something in maths in particular, I suppose. And, you know, definitely interested in science. Why wouldn't she, with the background she has, you know?
Yeah, indeed.
Her granddad will be smiling down on her, I'm sure, at the moment. So proud of her. And, of course, her grandmother, Maureen, as well. Delighted, Maureen would be delighted with her, you know. And congratulations to Anne and to John on providing, you know, the support and the, because you need support as well, I suppose, you know, for all this. Yeah. But well done to Aveen, and just so happy for her, so proud of her. And onwards and upwards, I'd say again after this, you know, we haven't heard the last of it yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And imagine, well, Brida, thanks for saying it. And Aveen, listen, you've made your former teacher very proud.
Yeah. Aveen won't say much to you, I would say.
Are you speechless, Aveen?
I suppose it was a bit of a shock that she came on, but, you know.
A ghost from the past, Aveen.
Well, listen, yes. Aveen, can I just ask you, look, you're looking forward and you're going to continue on. And look, you're still very young, but this is kind of the avenue you want to pursue, or one of the avenues you want to pursue. Your curiosity will keep going in this direction, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm really interested in like biomedical engineering or medicine, so I'm not quite sure what I'll do yet, but it'll probably be something down that path.
And did you see, like, the rest of the projects that were there, the other pupils that were there, were they inspirational enough in themselves at the weekend? Just the whole buzz of the whole thing must have been amazing to go through.
Yeah, no, it's great walking around and seeing everyone's projects. Like, it's actually brilliant. I just love walking around there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's absolutely incredible. And listen, John, look, that's it. It takes a village to raise a child, I suppose, that's for sure. And she's done really, really well. So you'll continue to support her, I suppose, and her projects as they go forward.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're delighted to see where she goes with it. And for sure, whatever support we can give, we want to do that.
Well, listen, well done again, and congratulations. And Pat, well done to you and Mercy Montauk. You'll be going again next year, no doubt.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Supporting her in Germany.
Few things in the pipeline for next year already. They were telling me all about the projects they had planned on Friday night after the ceremony. They were all ready to go. So
that's brilliant.
It's always exciting to see what comes next. Yeah.
Well, listen, well done again, and well done to all the entries from Kerry. Aveen, thanks so much for giving us your time, and John and Pat, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
There you go. There it's Aveen Daly, her father John, and Pat Fleming with us on the line. There's other Kerry School winners, of course, Chris Nercal and Alex O'Connor, the CVS Degree won an award. Brian Enright, St. Michael's College of Stowell as well. Absolutely brilliant stuff, and a proud tradition of Kerry schools doing well in the Young Scientist. Used to be the BT, now the Stripe Young Scientist of the Year. And amazing, our second overall winner in a row from Kerry, which is just brilliant, and a tribute to all of the work that's going on and all of the support that's going on in our schools right across the county.